next on the 5 o'clock report.
The U.S. has been long concerned.
Make sure that all your valuables in your vehicle are out of sight.
Stretched in new ways.
It simply isn't our time.
Executives, producers, they would need our prayers.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Good afternoon and welcome to the broadcast. I'm Tracy Lynn. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy is signing a law that funds Planned Parenthood and similar organizations following federal spending cuts.
Proper funding for Planned Parenthood and women's health matters. This isn't a narrow political issue, as some want to make it. It is quite literally a basic matter of health.
Under the bill, the Garden State is shelling out $9.5 million in emergency funding provided to groups that were nixed from Title X's family planning program. The Trump administration and other pro-life advocates argue that federal funding should never go towards an organization that provides abortions. Standing up to Iran.
You go around the world and you will find Iran is either directing, resourcing, supporting, providing their own soldiers or special operators to do this type of bad behavior.
That's Defense Secretary Mark Esper. Pentagon correspondent Cammy McCormick says tensions in Iraq continue even after hundreds of militia members who stormed the U.S. embassy compound have withdrawn.
This attack on the embassy made a lot of headlines, but it's part of a much bigger picture, what some are calling a shadow war between the U.S. and Iran. The U.S. has been long concerned about these Iranian-backed militias in Iraq. There were some mysterious attacks against their weapons depots. Then came counterattacks on bases housing American troops. The militias are technically under the control of the government in Baghdad, but some are now stationed in the Green Zone, and these militia supporters were allowed easy access. And the Iraqi government itself is on shaky ground. Protesters for months have been calling for its downfall, partly because of Iranian influence.
Several hundred U.S. Army paratroopers are headed to Kuwait following this week's attack in Baghdad. Meanwhile, the U.S. embassy in Ukraine has a new ambassador. William Taylor has been replaced by Christina Kveen. Taylor was a key witness in the House impeachment hearings. He corroborated assertions that President Trump pressured Ukraine's president to announce an investigation of Democrats. When both chambers of Congress return, the impeachment fight will proceed. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is still waiting for trial rules to be set before submitting two articles to the Senate. Another Democratic presidential campaigner stepping out of the race for the White House.
With only a month until the Iowa caucuses, and given the circumstances of this campaign season, I've determined that it simply isn't our time.
Former Housing Secretary Julian Castro making the announcement this morning.
So today it's with a heavy heart and with profound gratitude that I will suspend my campaign for president.
Castro was the only Latino candidate in the White House race. And young Americans are being called to fast and pray.
Coming the new decade, the Roaring Twenties, organizers at roaring20sfast.com want 1 million Christian young people to commit to fasting and prayer this year. Dr. Malachi O'Brien, Matt Brown, Yale Kim, and a number of other evangelical leaders are behind the effort to spark a new revival in the U.S. John Groves of Think Eternity tells the Christian Post, quote, if we want to see God do something new in and through us, we're going to have to be stretched in new ways.
That's Michael Harrington reporting. Still to come this Thursday, sports mascots in PA, controversial cinema, and ninjas in New York.
Here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. The call for tonight, partly to mostly cloudy skies, a bit of rain arriving in Pennsylvania overnight, low temps 30s and low 40s. Your Friday is cloudy with a bit of rain and high temperatures in the 40s to near 50 in spots. Saturday, cloudy, turning colder, rain, then snow, temperatures falling into, if not through, the 30s, and there will be accumulations of snow later Saturday and Saturday night.
Thank you, Kevin. This year's famous Pennsylvania Farm Show butter sculpture salutes Pennsylvania's sports mascots. The sculpture depicts three team mascots, including Gritty from the Philadelphia Flyers, Swoop from the Philadelphia Eagles, and the Pittsburgh Steelers' Steely McBeam. Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman.
This is what it should be, is a tribute to our farmers because they are the superstars.
The American Dairy Association sponsors the 1,000-pound butter sculpture each year. The butter will be recycled into energy after the Pennsylvania Farm Show that starts this weekend in Harrisburg. Police in Bath, New York are sounding the alarm after two suspicious people were found prowling around the neighborhood early Wednesday morning. Authorities say they spotted the pair walking around homes and vehicles with flashlights near the Haverling High School.
The public should definitely maintain locking their doors to their residences.
lock up your vehicles and make sure that all your valuables that are in your vehicle are out of sight. That would include things like your GPS units, any, you know, iPads or cell phones that people may leave in there.
Police say when they approached the suspects, they took off. Authorities say a number of vehicles in the village of Bath have been broken into this week. Changes could be coming to a Commonwealth county that made it through 2019 without a functioning local government. Family Life's Brandon Dixon has that story.
The small Schuylkill County community of Mount Carbon did not have a mayor, council, or borough secretary. State officials are working with neighboring communities such as Pottsville to try to facilitate a merger. Mount Carbon had 91 residents in the 2010 census and has 59 registered voters. In November, someone was elected as mayor and three candidates claimed seats on borough council. That will be enough members to conduct business when the borough meets to reorganize on Monday. Brandon Dixon, Family Life News.
Thank you, Brandon. A bunch of new laws are on the books in both New York and Pennsylvania as we kick off the new year. One of the biggest in the Empire State is the elimination of cash bail for people accused of misdemeanors and nonviolent felonies. Erie County District Attorney John Flynn.
For the past year now, almost over 18 months now, I've been telling my assistant DAs to not ask for bail on misdemeanors and nonviolent felonies unless there's a darn good reason.
Flynn says over the past 18 months, there's been a dramatic decrease in the population of folks who are in jail on bail awaiting trial. But a lot of law enforcement officials worry the law will put communities in danger. They say some nonviolent offenses like selling drugs to kids should require cash bail to stay out of jail. Next at 5, a new Netflix movie that portrays Jesus as gay has caused controversy in Christian circles. The director of conservative group 1 Million Moms, Monica Cole, talks to our own Brandon Dixon.
This raised a lot of eyebrows when we first heard about it, at least in the Christian community, and this is a Netflix series, and we can get to the timing of this in just a second as well, but depicting Jesus as gay. Can you tell us a little bit about this show and some of the controversial aspects in it?
Yes. Netflix had begun airing a new movie that mocks Jesus as a homosexual and the Virgin Mary as an adulteress. And the film is titled The First Temptation of Christ, and even though it's in Portuguese, it comes with English subtitles, and it's available worldwide. So many Christians all across the globe are extremely offended, as you can imagine, because not only is it blasphemous of our Savior, but it does spit in the face of Christians everywhere. So Christians are speaking up. There are several online petitions asking that Netflix pull this particular movie, and there are petitions stating that they are canceling their subscription to Netflix because many people are outraged by this movie.
As I mentioned, too, at the beginning, the timing, I think, is an extra kind of smack in the face to Christians, too, because they released this right before Christmas, right before one of the most holy times of the year and when we celebrate Christ's birth. Was this an intentional aspect, and what's been the reaction to that portion of it as well?
I would believe that it is intentional because it was released as a Christmas special at one of the holiest times of the year where Christians celebrate the birth of Jesus. So I agree that it was a slap in Christians' face, not only that they portrayed Jesus as a homosexual, but also they mocked Joseph and Mary and God as lovers, and even the three kings just joked and mocked, and the entire movie is a satire, but that's beside the point. Netflix should be ashamed. They're not airing other movies mocking other religions. And so the American Family Association is urging supporters to sign the petition asking that the movie be canceled and that supporters cancel their subscription to Netflix, because that's what will get Netflix attention.
What does a movie like this show about society's view, or maybe big companies like Netflix's view on Christians and Jesus as a whole?
Apparently Netflix has no respect for Jesus, but also for their supporters that are Christians.
You mentioned not only the online petition, which has garnered millions of signatures already, and also canceling subscriptions. Are there any other measures that Christians can take to show their displeasure with this Netflix movie, and or maybe that could help prevent a company like Netflix from trying to introduce something like this again?
We can pray for the executives at Netflix that they would have a change of heart, because I would find it hard to believe someone would be saved and then take it to this extreme, mocking Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. I would think executives, producers, they would need our prayers.
That's Family Life's Brandon Dixon with Monica Cole from 1 Million Moms. You can listen to the full discussion at fln.org/podcasts. Now time for your market report brought to you by Ambassador Advisors. Here's Family Life's Dave Margolotti.
Stocks reaching all-time highs today, led by tech shares as the strong rally of 2019 continued into the first trading day of the new year. The Dow closing out with a gain of 330 points. The NASDAQ rose 120, and the S&P 500 gained 27. Ambassador Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more. Online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
Thank you, Dave. You're listening to the 5 o'clock report on Family Life.
Hi, and we're back with today's MoneyWise Minute with Rob West.
Someone once said, if you keep doing what you're doing, you'll keep getting what you're getting. Well, let me encourage you in this new year to do some things differently. For example, if your approach to savings is to save what you have left over at the end of the month, turn that around. Save first, then live on what's left. Even better, give first, then save, then live on what remains. This may be a counterintuitive approach, but giving first honors God, and saving helps create a financial cushion for those times when you run into unexpected expenses. So be different this year. Give, save, then live on the rest. Now, it may be bumpy for a few months, but give it time, and I think you'll find it really works.
Hey, need some help getting started with this? Well, connect with a MoneyWise coach at our website, which is MoneyWise.org. Write it down, MoneyWise.org.
Up next, Drive Home Sports with Family Life's Sonny Del Fiesta.
Yeah, and football news, Bills starting defensive end Shaq Lawson is hurt. Starting cornerback Levi Wallace, both questionable for Saturday's huge wildcard game at Houston. Ouch, Lawson with a hamstring injury. Wallace injured his right ankle in the season finale. Browns meeting with Mike McCarthy. They search for their seventh coach in 10 years. McCarthy fired by the Packers late in 2018, following 13 years, a Super Bowl title in 2010, and 9 playoff appearances. New York Yankee pitcher Domingo Germán has been given an 81-game suspension for violating Major League Baseball's domestic violence policy. He missed the final 18 games of 2019. That means he has to sit out the first 63 games of 2020. On the ice, Sabres at home against the Oilers. Pens at home against the Sharks, Islanders entertain New Jersey, Maple Leafs in Winnipeg, Rangers in Calgary, Flyers in Vegas. NBA action, Cavs at home against the Hornets, Raptors at the Heat, Heat 15-1 at home, and Brooklyn and Dallas taking on the Mavericks. For Family Life, I'm Sonny Dolfiette.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. An area of low pressure will arrive with some rain showers for later tonight and tomorrow. The bigger story, though, will be this complex area of low pressure evolving into a colder system that will cause rain to change to snow as we air through the weekend. The call for tonight, partly to mostly cloudy skies, a bit of rain arriving in Pennsylvania overnight, low temps 30s and low 40s. Your Friday is cloudy with a bit of rain and high temperatures in the 40s to near 50 in spots. Saturday, cloudy, turning colder, rain, then snow, temperatures falling into, if not through, the 30s, and there will be accumulations of snow later Saturday and Saturday night.
Thank you, Kevin. Finally at 5, folks near Syracuse ringing in the new year, ninja style.
I'm glad to see that they're doing something other than watching TV and getting out and exercise. We like the exercise and interact with some friends.
Owner Ryan Scott tells Spectrum News he opened Syracuse Ninja Barracks after a few years of training for American Ninja Warrior following a bet one Thanksgiving.
The family member said basically I couldn't do it, and it kind of transpired into me testing the show, to me trying out for the show, and it, you know, we're here now.
Scott says he opened the doors of his obstacle training gym for the kids.
And then go for it. Left hand, reach out.
And that's the world we live in, the 2nd of January, 2020. Thanks for coming along. I'm Tracy Lynn, Family Life News.